lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It's currently 4:09, and I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. And here with me in the studio this hour, I have Colt Tuescher, the Liberty Center manager. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Heard some thunder when I was coming in, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, hopefully it knocks some of this dust out of the sky and brings it down a little bit.
It's so hard to see anything. Like, we just moved, and one of the cool things about where we moved, I could see, like, the water, but I can't see the water because all that darn Sahara dust in the air.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah.
Wow. It travels all the way over.
Dude,
I did not know that.
So I told my mom that, and apparently in Texas they're getting Saharan dust. It travels that far.
Oh my goodness. They must be going through it over there.
I don't think it's as bad as it is here, but still, I mean, it gets over there.
Whew.
World's crazy, man.
It is. It definitely is. And it must be that time of the day because we just spent the last probably 10 minutes talking about food because
yes,
it's what, 4 o'clock? It's definitely starting to come on to dinner time.
It's snack time at least.
Snack time at least. So we came up with a list of, we tried to come up with a list of 10 favorite things. Colt, what was yours?
So ours was like 10 favorite foods. You only get 10 foods. So what like genres of food would you get? And mine were Mexican, Indian, Italian, American, Italian, French, Cajun, Korean. Forget the rest. I have to look at my list. I wrote them down at work, not on my break.
Well, I'm going to steal American, Italian from yours and add it to my list because I have American, Chinese, American, Italian, Tex-Mex, American, talking about barbecue, got some seafood, big fan of crab, and
so all Maryland. You can just put Maryland for that.
Gosh, I was stationed in Maryland before this.
Uh-huh.
Blue crab, everything. It was fantastic.
I remember when I was there, I had my first softshell crab. It's crazy. You're eating just a whole crab.
It was fantastic.
It was like, just trust us. Just put this crab in your mouth. They'll be okay. I'm like, all right.
And lastly, I had Cajun and Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah, all good stuff, man. You can't go wrong. It's just like, what am I going to leave out?
Now, tough. The question is, which of these cravings is going to come on to dinner tonight?
I think for me, my wife's making some orange chicken, so probably the American Chinese.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
It is delicious.
But I want you guys to keep it right here. We have a bunch of information coming your way from the Liberty Center. But this hour, we have dedicated to the one and only Weezer featuring, well, we're not featuring anybody, but here's Buddy Holly. In our last segment, or our introduction, we are talking about all of our foods, listing them out, and that makes the perfect segue into our first topic, which is going to be what? Free Food Wednesdays. What have you got for us, Colt?
So tomorrow, you guys can stop in. So in case you guys didn't get the word, we used to do free food every Wednesday. Then we got taken away for a couple months, but it's back. So every Wednesday, stop by Liberty Center and grab some free food, whether it's biscuits and gravy we did a few weeks ago, soft pretzels that we did last week, or tomorrow we're doing chicken teriyaki bowls.
Ooh, you guys are kicking up the good meals.
We try to ramp it up through the month, you know. But yeah, chicken teriyaki bowls come in at 11:30. The folks there will have it made for you. You just sit there, enjoy, get a soda, relax, watch a movie. We got recliners. We got 32 recliners you guys can just hang out in. So yeah. Get a bowl of teriyaki and pretend like you're in. I don't know if they have them in Utah, but in Texas they have Alamo theaters.
Like, we don't have
like the recliners.
No, we don't have those.
So yeah, there's like movies you can watch that have like recliners and you can order your food. That's what you can have here. Like, pretend you're in one of those places. Come get your bowl, sit in your recliner, watch a movie.
That's great. Is what I'm talking about. That is a lunch break right there.
And if you want to, like, you feel like you're about to fall asleep, let us know. We can wake you up. Like, say, like, come get me in 20 minutes. I got you.
That way you don't have Chief calling you, where are you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just scouring Liberty Center looking for people. Like, Usher, he has flashlight out in the theater. Where are you at?
I can only imagine. That would be hilarious.
So just stop by 11:30 till we run out. So don't wait too long.
All right. And our next thing is we've got a Terramina Town Shuttle.
Yeah, so this Saturday, the 21st, you guys can sign up for our Terramina Town Shuttle. It's $15, which pretty much just covers gas. There's a correction. When we first did it, we were going to start at 11. So if you have the preview, you know the preview magazines?
Yeah.
If you see that, it'll say 11 in there. But actually, we switched that to start at 9 because the last one we did, the traffic is so backed up at that time of day that it took, like, they didn't get as long in Terramina because it took them like an hour and a half to get, like, through the traffic. So we're going to leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's $15, like I said, and we'll take you up to Terramina. Tanika, who's running the shuttle, she'll tell you some good places to go. If you've never been there, some places to check out. And then say, have a great time. We'll see you in a few hours. Give you the meetup time and the meetup location and give you a ride back.
And if you've never been to Terramina, I would 100% recommend it.
It's beautiful.
Taking a shuttle is 1,000% worth it. Because
driving there is awful.
Oh, it's a disaster. And then trying to find parking.
The drive there is not awful. The parking is awful.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, and Tanika has a secret spot. So, yeah, that's so if you guys really want to go, just come over Liberty, sign up, hop on with her, and have a great weekend.
And keep it right here with us because we've got some more information coming your way. And right now we're tuning in to another song by Weezer. It's called Island in the Sun. Welcome back to studio, and if you didn't know that, it was Beverly Hills by Weezer. And right now we've got some great events coming up this week featuring, well, what is with me in the word featuring
you
today?
I just so much stuff today.
I'm just going to feature everything.
This song featuring, nope, by no one. This song featuring, this event featuring,
The Liberty Center.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. This one's actually featuring health promotions and wellness as well, though.
This is true. Good point. There we go. Wait, good save. Good save. Okay. Yeah, so next Wednesday, we're having the Single Sailor Cooking Class. I should have made that more alliteration. I don't know how. Single Sailor
Cooking Class.
Yeah, I guess that's two S's, two C's. I was trying to think of some more S's, but probably don't do that live on air. So next Wednesday on the 25th from 11:30 to 12:30, you guys can stop by Liberty Center and they're going to teach you how to cook some awesome, healthy and delicious treats. The one thing we'd ask you though, is if you could come and sign up beforehand so they know how much ingredients to buy. So yeah, if you guys, that sounds interesting to you, stop on by Liberty and sign on up.
And there is one more thing that you need to know about because Saturday, June 28th, they have a what?
Cascible Beach Shuttle. It's Beach Body Season, guys. Say that.
Beach Body Season. Oh, keep me out.
I failed.
Still peeling.
You're peeling? I am still in bear hibernation mode from like 3 years ago. So it's not Beach Body Season for me, but for you guys, I'm sure it could be. And we will take you down to the beach. So come in, sign up. The cost is $15, and we're going to leave on the 28th of June. Which is Saturday, and again, like the Terramina trip, we shifted it to earlier because that beach fills up real quick. So we're going to be leaving at 9 and coming back at 1700.
Ooh, that sounds like a great trip.
Yeah, there's also cliffs there you can jump off of, which are really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I've dove off them. They're pretty sweet.
Where is, how do you say it?
Cascible? Yeah, it's just like, I think it's an exit past the Syracuse exit.
Okay, so not too far.
No, it's not too bad. It's like an hour and 15 minutes or so.
Oh. Right on. Well, I might have to check that one out because I like cliff jumping. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. So, yeah. Come sign up, hang out, and we'll take you to the beach, man. And hopefully you can wear sunscreen, unlike you.
Yeah, no. Don't be me. I'm kind of a... I can't say that on air. All right. Well, that concludes our hour with the Liberty Center. I just want to say, Colt, thank you so much for coming
in.
Yeah,
man. Always fun.
And there is a bunch of great information coming your way. And for those who want to know more, where can they find that information?
I'll always look in the back, for the very back page of the preview. We're like, I don't want to say we're forgotten, but we're like, they put baby in the corner. So we're the very back page of the preview, or you can go on the MWR website or Facebook, or I'd always like, just stop in. Come see us in between the pool and Big Al's on NAS 2.
You heard it here. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's always great to see you. And
yeah,
to send you off, we have The Good Life by Weezer.
Featuring who?
Featuring Weezer.
Okay.